Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know if it's the Italian in me, but food is my love language. Like making food for people. If you're hurt or sick, I will make you food.
Oh, you love cooking for people?
Yes.
Eating like, that's, is my love language.
That's my way of like giving you a hug is if I make you food.
I like that.
And I would like to think that I'm somewhat of a good cook. I will definitely give myself kudos after reading this story. It's a mom who was trying to cook for her family. Seems like the same thing. She wanted to take care of the family, so she was making this big deal. It was a Tuscan chicken is what she was attempting to make. And why I say attempted was because she went out, she got all the ingredients, she made it, and according to her daughter, it looked amazing until her daughter looked closer at one of the ingredients, which was supposed to be pure Greek olive oil. When she picked it up, she found that it was actually pure Greek olive oil shower gel.
What?
In the scent olive blossom.
And wait, has she put it in there?
She put it in the food.
She tried to kill her family.
No, the mom just didn't realize it. She said her mom bought a lot of the ingredients online, and this particular one she bought off of Amazon, not realizing that it was shower gel because of the scent of it, what it was called, and it just resembled olive oil. So she bought it thinking, okay, cool, this is going to be one of the ingredients I need. Luckily, the daughter saw it and was like, hold on, nobody eats bubbly chicken because it has shower gel in it.
Thank God. That's an extremely observant daughter. Luckily, or that would that's a massive cooking fail. And you feel so sorry for the mom because you know her intentions are good for her family. But come on.
Okay, well, I'm going to apologize to you because I read this and I immediately went, I wonder how Guy's doing with all his cooking.
I'm on my quest to be able to cook just the basics. And I'm persisting with it.
Okay.
But I'm failing.
Oh, yeah, not this bad. You haven't put shower gel in your food, have you?
No, I'm just ruining every meal. Like, I bought like $40 worth of steak. It was like three fillets. And okay, steak is my favorite food. And okay, it has to be cooked medium rare for me to like it. And I'm determined to master it. And I threw all three steaks away.
You overcooked them?
I overcooked them so bad. And I don't get it. I only put it on there for like 4 minutes. But apparently it's 4 minutes too long.
Don't you have a thermometer, though, so you can check the temperature?
Yeah, I'm trying all that. And then the other day, I tried to make some soup. I put it in the microwave. I didn't cover the soup. It exploded all over the microwave. I'm still cleaning that microwave up.
Are you claiming to, quote, make soup because you heated it up in the microwave?
Well, I made it because I bought the soup and I put some cheese in it. I cut up a little bit of onion, put the onion in the soup. That's classifying as made because I had to do some work.
Wow.
And then it blew up in the microwave.
Yeah, I made toast. I put the toast in the toaster. That's not the same thing.
It is the same thing. You're a cook. I don't cook.
All right.
My philosophy is if you have to do things yourself, more than two or three things, it's cooking.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about some cooking fails. Do you have one that can top this mom and her shower gel? Call or text us at 888-431-3764.
Save me the trouble, baby.
Well, I'm failing at my mission to learn how to cook after 38 years of life, but it's not as bad as putting shower gel in my family's food, which is what one woman did.
And sadly, she's gone viral for this. Why isn't you make these mistakes? And it was her daughter who posted about it. Totally blasted her all online. Brianna and Rialto, have you had a cooking fail?
I do. I don't think it's as bad as shower gel, thank God. One time I was having some friends over a new apartment, and I was so excited, and I cook. I'm a chef for a living, and I prepared this huge meal. I spent hours cooking. My friends showed up. I served their plate. I put a little garnish on it. I made it look beautiful, and we're eating, and I go, and I take a bite, and I'm looking around, and I'm trying to see their faces, seeing if they enjoy it, and they're making weird faces. I've never gotten those faces before, so I go to taste the food, and I didn't season a single thing.
And you're a chef? Isn't that like 101?
I know. I felt very, very embarrassed. I was just so nervous. I forgot to season anything.
Okay, so what chef magic did you pull out then? How'd you save the day?
We ended up ordering pizza. And I felt so bad. And then I was looked at like I can't cook, and I was very sad.
Don't Domino's for the win after that.
When you fail at your profession, it's so much worse because right? The expectations are so high. Mm-hmm. What about you? You love to cook. You're a good cook. You surely have had a cooking fail, right?
Oh, I've had numerous cooking fails. I think the worst one was, and I don't know if you've heard the story. I know I've shared it before, but when Art and I had first got married, I was trying to impress him, and his mother was just an amazing cook. So I was like, okay, you know, I got to step up my cooking game. So I was attempting to make carnitas for him. And I thought I had the right dish. I didn't have the right dish. I had put it in the oven, and when I pulled it out, the dish broke.
What does that mean?
So it broke over an open flame.
Oh.
So the grease went everywhere. I started a fire in our apartment. I mean, it was so bad. All of our cabinets were white. By the time I was done, they were all black from the smoke. I set off the fire alarm for the apartment building that we were living in. Like, people were evacuating, and we were on the first floor. So as they were evacuating, they were all staring into our slider of our apartment. I was so embarrassed.
And your husband still married you.
He did. I've gotten better, okay?
I feel sorry for you. That's just awful when you're trying to impress someone.
909 seems like they tried to get creative during COVID. Said they went out to go grab some ingredients to make dinner at Smart and Final. They didn't have any tomatoes, so instead they took a chance and tried to make meatballs with ketchup.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
Not the same thing. They said the whole thing went into the trash.
Listen to 951. This can't be healthy. My dad had a cooking fail. He used baking soda instead of pancake mix to make pancakes.
Oh, could you imagine taking a bite of that?
Don't think that's exactly healthy for you.
No. Let's hear about your cooking fail. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Cooking fails. We've all had them. Some are worse than others, and some are really, really bad when they go viral on social media, like the mom who accidentally put shower gel in her Tuscan chicken when it called for olive oil. It was scented like olive oil.
True story. Lucky she had a very observant daughter that noticed the mistake before everybody got sick.
Would clean your insides out.
The 562 here says, I was very new to cooking and thought the red pepper flakes was oregano. I dumped some in pasta sauce. My now husband was so sweet and ate it, sweating the entire time.
Oregano?
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 What's oregano?
I think what you're trying
what's
to say.
Kind of what is oregano?
Oregano, like the little green leaves. Oregano.
I think it's called oregano.
I don't think so.
You can tell I've never cooked before.
From the 909, similar to the seasoning here, though, says my husband made cinnamon toast every day for the kids. One day he realized the kids said it tasted horrible, but he said, no, you guys are going to eat it anyways. Later that night, he realized it wasn't cinnamon. It was actually paprika.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine?
You make your kids eat it.
I don't care. I made it. You're going to eat it.
Keep eating it. It's suffering.
Frank in Highland, have you had a cooking fail?
Well, it wasn't actually mine. It was my grandfather. He was babysitting us when we were younger, and he made Salisbury steak with mashed potatoes and gravy. Well, the gravy turned out to be chocolate pudding.
Oh.
Hey, to his defense, those little, like, brown paper bags, they look the same.
Yes, they do. And to tell you the truth, it was actually pretty good.
Maybe Grandpa was on to something.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.